Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News, where on this podcast channel, I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 81.
You're not just the one doing it all. You're the one that is aligning the vision among everyone and then trying to gather all these information from all the expertise and being that communicator to help everyone understand what path you're going down.
Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News. We're on this podcast channel. I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 87, I'm pleased to announce our guest, Iris Guo. Iris is a product manager at Arteria AI, a Series B startup, and she has worked as a product manager at Scale AI, Study AI, which was a Y Combinator S23, Google X Robotics, and Microsoft Accessibility before. As a social entrepreneur, she's been a founder of two nonprofits, leading a team of 60, while fundraising over $42,000 to give out to 3,000 free meals at Open Meal. She's passionate about building products with a scalable social impact. So thank you so much, Iris, for being here today. Before we dive into the questions, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for the introduction, Arna. So I am Iris. I was born and raised in China and I moved to Canada for high school and then went to Waterloo for university. That's where I initially studied finance and then discovered that finance wasn't my real passion and decided to transition into product. And I think after I got into product, I was able to do a lot of different internships and explore using the co-op program at Waterloo to see the different kind of companies, cultures, sizes of company that I really enjoy working at, and then explore my own interests further. So now I've worked at, so in the past year, I was in San Francisco in the US after I graduated Waterloo, and I just got back to Toronto to work at Arteria AI as a PM. So that's a brief intro of myself.
Perfect. I love that. So that's an amazing segue to my question for you, which is tell us a bit about your career path.
Yeah, for sure. So initially I studied accounting and financial management at Waterloo because when I was growing up, I grew up in a more traditional Chinese family where my family were like, you're a girl, you should be studying accounting so that you will never lose a job. And it's easy for me to, I think when we're younger, it's easier for me to like fall into that societal norm that studying math or STEM or computer science would be too hard for me because I'm a girl. So then that's what I chose to study initially at Waterloo. But then I realized that I really wasn't passionate about finance or accounting. I tried a bunch of different careers. I tried doing internship in private equity and sales and trading in finance, and also did VC sourcing on the side and consulting as extracurriculars. But none of those really made me feel fulfilled in my role because I felt like I wasn't doing things that made me personally happy or felt like I was doing creating positive social impact that are meaningful to the world. So then I decided to shift and I was looking for other career path, and I have a lot of friends who are in CS and they told me about this thing called hackathons. So then I started attending hackathons and building side projects. And one of the side projects that I ended up building was Open Meal. So that was we went to the hackathon and then we decided to build the project after the hackathon into a real nonprofit. And I was the first product manager on a team. So then, at the time, I didn't even know if PM is what I'm doing. I just know that I want to build out this product. And then I had this idea and wanted to solve this problem. So after building out a product and scaling it to the 60 people team that we were at, and then building this B2B2C platform product to help give out free meals to people who are food insecure during COVID while supporting minority-owned restaurants that were really struggling during COVID. I realized that it was such a fulfilling role and thing that I was doing that I fell in love with being a product manager. So that's how I was able to break into product through this experience of launching a product from the very beginning of ideation. After Open Meal, I then interned at BlackBerry on a B2B SaaS security product, and then at Google X on a robotic product, where that was the first physical product I worked with, and understanding how we can build a general purpose AI robot was very interesting. And then worked at Microsoft on the accessibility team, where I was trying to understand pain points for people with ADHD and how to help them to be more productive when they're using Windows laptop. And after that, I graduated Waterloo, and then I really wanted to go work in the US to experience what is it like to work in San Francisco and be with a lot of the bright minds in the world in tech. So then I decided to go to SF and worked at Scale AI. So Scale AI was a Series E AI startup where we help other companies with data labeling and improving their machine learning model. So this was where I was able to learn a lot about AI, ML, and then a lot of different use cases, applications in the e-commerce space, AR, VR space, with a lot of the biggest players in the market, and how we're able to help them develop better machine learning models through these well-labeled data and building up efficient operational pipeline for helping companies to achieve that. So that was very eye-opening, and met a lot of great friends and a lot of the brightest people that I've known. And after that, I worked at YC startup for a couple of months called Study AI. So Study was helping high schoolers and university students with their homework problems. And actually, any students, it's not just limited to that age, but we were allowing people to take a photo of their homework, and then we come up with solutions step by step to help students understand how to solve any problem. So that was pretty fun, and I was able to do a lot of on the ground product ideation and marketing for us to partner up with influencers as well. Then after that, I worked at my current startup, which is Arteria AI. So we are a Series B AI startup that is focused on helping banks and other like financial institutions to generate contracts, but in general help with their document management process and allowing them to automate the process for negotiating and eventually signing a lot of contracts they have with other counterparties. I'm really happy with my current role, and I feel like it's been really fun to tackle this very challenging problem because of how complicated the space is, how it involves legal problem, a lot of financial and other risks in regards to the sensitivity of the documents that we're dealing with. So I find it really enjoyable to work with very smart people in a startup where everyone's super driven and very collaborative as well.
I love that. I mean, your entire background went from you not knowing, okay, am I going to pursue this field or this opportunity? And then you just went for it. You know, you did the hackathon, you moved to SFO to, you know, pursue your passion. And I absolutely love that. Like, even though you were conditioned in the beginning to not want to go into STEM and just, you know, break it into finance, you slowly developed your passion. You're like, okay, I'm interested in something else. Let me gear my interest towards that. And you really just pushed yourself to want to dive deep into that hobby. And then slowly it became a passion of being a product manager. So I absolutely love that, and I love how you were very strong with yourself to do something you truly loved.
Yeah, thank you. I truly believe that everyone has the power and are able to do that to pursue and explore around, find what you really what you are really passionate about, and just be happy with your career.
I love that. So my question for you is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? And do you have any tips to succeed?
Yeah, for sure. For anyone who wants to become a product manager, it's important that you start building out your product experience and your portfolio. So what that means is you want to start building out side projects. For example, the hackathons that I went to are great ways for people like students or anyone to really build out that portfolio. I would say that is like learning from experience is the best way for you to build up the product experience you will need. And for students, very important for you to do internships and leverage the network that you have at school and through your alumni to give you advice in terms of what it is like to be a product manager or be any kind of role day to day, and then understand if that really fits within your strengths and weaknesses. And it's important for you to also recognize what you're really good at and to heavily index on your strength and to find careers that fit well with your strength and your personality. And other tips for success would be making sure that you are leveraging your school network. If you're still in school, is that there are a lot of resources at school that students usually are not as aware of. Like there's career counseling sessions where you can go for career help, and then you can do personality test where you understand, like the MBTI test would be a test where you understand what your personality is from like the 16personalities.com website, and really just to understand yourself better and based on your strength to find a path that is best fit for you.
I love that. What you said before of, finding a career that plays to your strengths is so important because often people think that, oh, okay, I need to improve my weaknesses in order to land this role. But instead, the best approach in sometimes is to use your strengths to your advantage instead of focusing on your weaknesses. Because if you play to your strengths and if you play the offensive game, then you'll be able to, focus more on something that comes easier to you instead of trying to solve a problem that might not even have an answer in the short term. So, sometimes just focusing on your advantages and your strengths is the best goal.
Yeah, totally agree. And getting to know yourself and understanding what your strengths are would be the most important things any young people can do to understand yourself better.
Absolutely. And my question for you is, what is a common myth about your profession that you want to debunk?
One thing that people usually think of product manager is that they say that product manager are the CEO of their product. Which is true only to some extent. I would say being a CEO means that you're the one making a lot of the decisions, which in the case of being a product manager, you make decisions more collaboratively with your stakeholders. So instead of thinking product manager as this one person who will decide the entire direction of the product, they're more like this person that will bridge the gap between business, tech, and design. So, as a PM, I would be the one getting ideas from the experts. So, the experts are people who are like software engineers, designers, marketing, sales, and all of these other functions that interact with the customer, understand the pain point, or in the operational side. So, it's for me to gather the best ideas from different teams and then being able to solution based on the information we have about customer pain point, about what is feasible for the engineering team to develop, and about what would look best from a design's point of view, and then using all of those information to gather requirements and then build out a potential path for the product. So I would say that is a myth about PM, is that you're not just the one doing it all. You're the one that is aligning the vision among everyone and then trying to gather all these information from all the expertise and being that communicator to help everyone understand what path you're going down.
Absolutely. Like whenever you're in a team, or if you're, you know, with like your friends, it's not just you who's going to make the decisions. You have to rely on other people. And I think that's mostly highlighted as a product manager, because it might be your idea, your initial thoughts, but in order to actually execute it, you have to talk about it to the engineers who might be the one who's, you know, going to hard code it, or you have to talk to the designers who's going to make that into a user-friendly experience. So there's a lot of ins and outs with creating things. And it's not just, sure, you might be the one like behind the idea with the initial thought and plan, but you have to work as a team in order to actually develop it.
Yeah, definitely. You want to be the one that is collaborating, and that is always important to not be the sole decision maker of the team and always consider other people's opinions.
Absolutely. Collaboration is key. And honestly, regardless in any field you go, you can't just be a one person who just carries all of the burdens. You kind of have to rely on other people, regardless of whatever industry you're in.
Yeah, definitely.
And my question for you is, if you could step into my shoes or younger self, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
I think I would have asked myself, what really makes me happy and what I'm truly passionate about. So for any young girls out there who are feeling confused, not sure what kind of career path you should go into, and are just exploring, I think that's totally fine. And you just need to understand yourself better. And you do that by really reflecting on what kind of things give you joy. Like, do you enjoy helping other people, or do you enjoy diving deep into researching or one area to solve a problem? Or do you enjoy teamwork versus individual work? Like, there are a lot of characteristics that are based on our personality, and that is what you're born with or what your growing environment has shaped you into, that you should be leveraging to get information about yourself to understand what would really make you happy, what kind of career would help you reach the most potential for your life. So I would say that's one question that I would ask my younger self to reflect on. And I would ask all of you to think about, if you are in that stage where you're deciding what to do about your career path and what will make you happy.
Absolutely. And if introspection is a hard thing, because sometimes digging deep into yourself could be pretty arduous, you can always ask people around you, like, what do you think I'm best suited for? Like, do you see me playing to my strengths in this field, or do you think I'd be better suited for something else? Because when you rely on other people, they have different perspectives than you. So it kind of goes back to the teamwork there of, you know, sometimes you might not want to shoulder all the burdens to yourself. And, you know, definitely asking for help could be pretty helpful. And there's also the thing of nature versus nurture, where you are born with certain qualities, yes, but you could definitely evolve into being someone who's good at math, or being someone who's good at, you know, doing poetry. There's so many different fields out there. And definitely just asking for help could be the best way to go.
Yeah, definitely. And also rely on your parents, right? Because your parents probably know you best, and they know your strengths and weaknesses. And you can get feedback from them about certain career path you want to pursue and hear what they have to say, because they have lived a life longer than yours. And sometimes their advice actually are correct, but also be able to distinguish what are good advice from like some bad advice, which in my case, it was more of the societal norm of my culture or my family saying that girls are not capable of certain things, or pushing me into studying accounting and finance, which I think is something that you would want to avoid. But you want to develop that ability to distinguish good advice from bad advice.
Absolutely. And it goes back to trying to take things with a grain of salt. Like if I'm going to ask someone around me and they're going to give me a huge, list of what I could do better or what might be better suited for me, just not being a sponge and actually using all of that material to implement, but, just to figure out, okay, what is the best thing that I can see here and what can I actually do? And not just, trying to be too gullible in a sense, but just taking things with a grain of salt.
Yeah, definitely. Always have critical thinking behind your decision.
Absolutely. And my question for you is, what are the best resources / books that have helped you find your career path?
Yeah, there are a lot of great books in the career exploration space. So one book, there are a few books that I like. One of them is called Do What You Are. It talks about how you can discover the perfect career for you through the secrets of personality types. So this is back to you understanding yourself and seeing what kind of career would be best suited based on your current personality type. So this is one book, and another one is called Designing Your Life, Build a Life That Works for You. So this book also talk more about how you could, it talks about career as part of your life and not just like the entirety of your life. And since this is something that you are going to be working on for many years, you'll be putting so many hours into it, it's important to think about it in a holistic standpoint, and your career is not just a job. It's actually something that you're designing your life around. So this book talks to you about how you can reframe and use prototyping and mind mapping to build a way to design your life around your career and just your life in other aspects as well.
I love that.
And another thing for product management, I also have a link here that talks about all the product resources that you would need for anyone who are considering product management as a career or trying to break into it, that I've given Arna. So she will add it into the notes for the podcast.
Absolutely. I absolutely love what you just said over there about the books. I'm definitely going to check it out because they have some pretty cool titles. And yes, the link will be in the description. And so my question for you is, what do you think is a vital factor that shaped your career? What was your life before learning it? And what was your life after learning it?
Yeah, I think the vital factor that shaped my career was my ability to build an authentic relationship with other people and to really connect with people on a personal level while showing my true self and being willing to be vulnerable first. The reason why I think this is the most important thing for my career is because we often talk about networking. We talk about how important relationship is in the business world and how you should be leveraging your network to get to where you want to go. But we often forget that when you're networking, the person on the other side of the table isn't just a job title. They're not just director of product, they're also a human being. So it's important to recognize just how important building relationship is on a personal level. And then understanding that people have their own motivation. There are things that they want to achieve as well. And looking for ways for you to improve their life or help them achieve their goal, is they will always be appreciative of that, even though sometimes you will feel like, oh, I don't know what I can do, I'm just a student. But sometimes there are more things that you can do than you imagine you can. And even just connecting on hobbies or TV shows that you're watching or any music that you like listening to, like just talking about things like that makes you more relatable, personable, and people are more likely to help you because they feel like they can connect with you and that you share common grounds with your hobbies or things you like. So that was,
Absolutely.
yeah, I would say my life before learning about this was I didn't know how to approach networking. I didn't know what it means, and I thought it's just asking people for a coffee chat and then referral, and that felt like I was like a machine. I wasn't having like real conversations. But then my life after learning about this was that I truly understand what it means to build relationship, and that I try to take everything as a friend first approach. Like I want to first be your friend, then build a relationship, and afterwards, if I need help and or if you need help, I will be there for you and support each other.
Yes, I totally agree. Because when people think of networking, it's a pretty connotative notion of being very calculative and, just trying to build a network or trying to build a relationship with someone so you could get something out of it. But the best way to build a relationship, like even if it's for the sole purpose of networking, is to actually be yourself and be authentic. Like, definitely just being vulnerable in a sense and opening up to how you truly feel instead of putting on a mask to get a favor out of the other person. Because when people go to conferences, majority of people want to go to get an internship out of it from someone or to get some type of role or something like very materialistic. But if you go with the mindset of trying to get a actual like friend or trying to get an actual conversation out of it, like a meaningful one, then that is a much better approach than the prior.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to have the human aspect in mind.
Absolutely. And my last question for you before we end off the interview is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career path?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I first started my career, I think I was feeling really confused and I didn't know what is, I think I don't know what are the best fitted career for me. So then what I would do is just to do coffee chats and then ask other people about their opinions and then get advice and then trying to make decisions based on that. But I think while that is really important, the most important thing for you to learn and understand what you enjoy doing is just to go out and try it. Like, you're not going to understand what it's like to be a product manager until you have been one. And I would encourage people to start trying out different career paths through internships, or sometimes you can even just volunteer for startups for free and offer your help as a free resource to people who need a lot of help. Like, a lot of startups would probably be open to taking on a free intern. So I think it's just important to keep in mind how valuable the practical experience is. And the more you explore, the more you would understand what you like, what you don't like, and what your skills are best fitted for you to be successful in. So that's probably one thing that I wish I knew earlier. But I would say it's never too late to start exploring, and you can always understand your strength and then explore a new career path. I think I transitioned into tech after second year when I was already halfway through my undergrad degree, and a lot of people would have felt intimidated and felt like it's too late to transition now, and that I was already too deep into the finance world. But I truly believe that anything is possible, and the earlier you transition out of something that you don't like, the better it is, and the easier it is, because it will only get harder the longer you wait. And then trying to stay in something that you're unhappy with, is just not going to be good for you in the long term, for your mental health. And you should definitely pursue things that you're passionate about.
Absolutely. And taking action when you really need the help. Like with you, you went to the coffee chats, and even you during your second year of undergrad, you changed your major, which is really cool. And you had the confidence to actually put in the work to do it. A lot of people, they might just wallow over and think, oh, just a period of being sad, I'm sure it'll go. But you actually took action for what you needed at the right time. And you set yourself up for success later on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's never too late to start. To clarify, I didn't actually change my major. I stayed in accounting and finance, but I just took the minimum requirement for the courses for me to graduate. What I did do, though, was that I took on a minor in computer science, which helped me bridge the gap in technical understanding and allow me to communicate better with developers, which I think is a good middle ground for most people. If they're thinking of shifting majors, think about how you could make it work otherwise. If that is like you have to like retake 2 years of classes and the time cost and opportunity cost is too high, think about alternative ways where you can still shift your career path by doing things like taking on a minor or doing more extracurricular to shift yourself towards different directions.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Iris, for being here today. Before we end off, do you have any last words to the audience?
I think it's just really important for anyone out there who are feeling lost and confused to seek help because we all have been there, and it is difficult to figure out what you want to do and what is best for you. And if anyone is looking for career help, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram. And I regularly post career content on my LinkedIn and really want to help more people to discover what they want. And just remember that you should prioritize yourself and that focus on what you're good at, what makes you happy, and you will eventually find what you're passionate about and to build a fulfilling life along with your career.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you so much, Arna.
And here are my 2 cents on this episode with Iris. Successful teamwork requires clear communication, embracing diversity, and defining shared goals. Discovering your passion involves self-reflection, experimentation, and continuous learning to align interests with personal and professional pursuits. When in need, recognize it and build a supportive network and take strategic actions to overcome challenges. These lessons intertwine, emphasizing the importance of effective collaboration, self-discovery, and proactive problem-solving in both personal and professional aspects of life. Thus, that concludes the episode for this week. If you want to know more about how I relate to these amazing topics, then stay tuned for upcoming episodes. A free way to support this show is by leaving it a 5-star rating and a review on the player you are listening to. Let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, as it's a chance to tell me what you love about the show, and it helps others discover it too. Once again, thank you for finding me, and I hope we stay in touch with each other. Dito, you're listening to Arna Sahu, the host of Arna's News. Toodles!